The Ravian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEN.
For this segment of the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show, we welcome head girls soccer coach Mark Davey here. So, coach, how long have you been a head coach here at Pendleton Heights?
This is my 10th year.
So, over your course of your 10 years, you've had a pretty solid outcome, but this season your team finished 9-7-1. So, what did you see out of your team's performance throughout this season?
We had a pretty good year this year. I was proud of the girls. We talked a lot this year about the team being the biggest key factor. A lot of years, it's always we got to be successful, we got to win, and so sometimes that team may get pushed to the side. And so this year, we talked about the team being the big focal point, because when your team is successful, wins will come. So we had a pretty good year this year.
So your team finished in the third in the conference this season, finishing 5-2 with only two losses coming from Mount Vernon and New Palestine. So what's the difference in eliminating those two losses next season?
Next year, we just got to take care of business. It all starts in the off season. We got to be locked in. 36 girls got to be locked in the weight room together. Together, we'll beat those teams. New Pal was a 2-1 loss. We had the lead going into the last 15 minutes of the game and let it slip away, unfortunately. And Mount Vernon's a quality side, and so next year I'm looking forward to the talent that we have coming back to be able to take care of those two games.
So this year you had some key aspects in the team, but the freshman Katie Coleman led the team in total goals, having 13 of the team's 44 goals this season. As this only being her freshman year, what do you look forward to seeing out of her performance in the next 3 years she has here?
Just looking forward to her growth. Her potential is unattainable, I believe. It's exciting to think about. Looking forward to her just growing into her role as a soccer player here.
So Kylie Ryan played her first season of high school soccer and had an incredible season. That goal, racking up 121 saves, as well as being selected for the top district player. So how did her defensive performance this season help you guys?
Kylie came in and was just what we needed. Filled in a key role, that keeper position for us. And we've been fortunate enough the past several years to have some softball players come in and play some big positions for us and fill in some key roles for us. And Kylie came in this year and was everything that we needed and more. Was a leader, a team player, stepped in between the pipes and made some big saves for us this year.
So this year you guys had three players, Caitlin Prickett, Katie Coleman, and Isabel Phillips, named to the Hoosier Heritage Conference All-Conference team. So what type of work ethic did those three girls bring into practice in the off season as well as during the season?
Yeah, those are the girls you can count on. Every day in and day out, they're your best players. The girls that you see at practice, taking practice like it's a game. We always talk about it's not just a cliche. You got to prepare to be able to perform. And so Isabel Phillips is the real deal. Takes the off season just as serious as the season itself. And Caitlin Prickett is a strong presence for us in the center of the field. And Katie Coleman, being her freshman year, coming in and playing big time soccer for us.
As you just mentioned on Caitlin Prickett, she was named your varsity offensive MVP this season. So how did her offensive performance help you guys on the offensive side?
Yeah, her presence is a big thing. And I think she had 8 goals for us this year and 8 assists for us this year and 6 goals, I believe.
So on the flip side, defensively, you guys named Alex Creel your defensive MVP. So how was that defensive presence a crucial role throughout the season?
Yeah, Alex, we just trust her back there to make big plays for us. She's the backbone of our defense. She, with her speed and skill, she's able to shut down the opposing attack. and we just trust her back there to make good decisions for us.
As you were mentioning earlier on, you guys really focused on the team aspect this year. So how would you say your team overall came together as one whole instead of individual players this season?
Yeah, I was so proud of this group. The past couple of years, it's been growing to this chemistry, and I'm excited for this group. They're laying the foundation for a successful future. We just got to continue to raise that level every year.
So this season, you guys graduated 4 seniors. So what's it going to take from the underclassmen to be able to step up in those senior roles and fill their shoes?
Yeah, those seniors are big losses for us next year. They were the behind the scenes of being that team first leaders. But we have some capable girls returning as well as some capable girls coming in next year. And I think the sky's the limit for them. Just continue to take in what we're building here, what we're learning, what we're growing here. And I think it'll be a fun future.
So for all your underclassmen, who are some of your bigger leaders you've seen this year that's going to come back next year and be able to rally this team together for another winning season?
Yeah, I think it all starts with Caitlin Prickett and Isabel Phillips and some of those freshmen coming in, Katie Coleman and Amari Francis. I can name several girls. The list goes on. They're all key pieces to what will be next year and going into the future. We're a young team with a lot of talent and potential.
So you guys had your winning season this year but fell short to a very talented Noblesville team in the second round of sectionals. So what are some of the things you really want to focus on and work hard on this offseason?
Yeah, that was a disappointing loss, unfortunately. I think our play didn't necessarily do justice of what the score outcome was. But we, like Coach Richmond talks about, it's our offseason, it's crucial, important that we're in the weight room, in the class, and getting stronger, getting quicker. We've done a pretty good job the past few years of competing with those top 10 teams in the state. So just continue to trust the process and being who you are and whatnot, and being willing to compete. That's at the end of the day, you gotta want to compete. And so this offseason, there's going to be a lot of competition in our program, and I'm excited about it.
So from a coach's perspective, what do you look forward the most into next season?
Man, I'm excited to get back to it. Next month, December, we'll start our off-season open fields and whatnot, and I'm excited to get the girls back together. It's always an exciting time when we get all the girls together and compete and play together and get in the weight room and lift together, and it's just a fun time of the year.
So as a coach, you said you've been coaching here for 10 years, but prior to coaching, did you coach anywhere else?
Actually, 11 years ago, my brother and I, who's the boys coach, we came over, and I was his assistant coach for a year, and then I was his assistant at Highland High School with the girls team for 2 years.
So did you play soccer in high school?
I played at Highland High School for 4 years, varsity player, and then I went into Anderson University and played for 2 years.
Who was your biggest inspiration to become a soccer coach?
Well, I was just thinking about this the other day. I've had several coaches along the way. Coach Scott for the coaches at Anderson University was a big mentor of mine, and my coach, high school coach, Chris Spoyer, was a big influence on mine. And then I coach a lot of youth right now, and I was thinking about my youth coach growing up, Scott Camp, who was a big influence on me and kind of built that fire in me to become a coach.
Well, that's all we have for this segment, but thanks, Coach Davey, for coming in and joining us here today. But when we come back, we'll have our next segment here on your one and only The Arabian Sports Network on 91.7 WEEM.
If you're a nonprofit and need to get information out to the public, please fill out the WEEM PSA form at 917WEEM.org. Again, to provide WEEM with PSA information, fill out the PSA form at 917WEEM.org.
These are the sounds of a dinner. A dinner that almost didn't happen. A dinner now served, thanks to people like you. Due to COVID-19, 17 million more Americans may face hunger. Feeding America is helping our neighbors in need. And if you're able, you can too. Donations are being accepted at feedingamerica.org/coronavirus. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Feeding America. 200 Food Bank Strong.
Back to the ASN Coaches Show on 917 WEM.
We welcome you back to the ASN Coaches Show here on 917 WEM. Now joined here with Lady Ravens basketball head coach Chad Cook. Now Lady Ravens had another great week, scoring two wins on back-to-back days this weekend versus Greenfield Central 72-34 and Frankton 62-34. Now Lady Ravens had another high-scoring and efficient night on Friday against their conference rivals, the Greenfield Central Lady Cougars. It was their second conference game of the season and first one at home after defeating Newcastle back on November 9th, 65-46. Now this game was even better. First quarter, this team started out strong, dropping 18 points, as well as pulling in a lot of turnovers, being able to get to the charity stripe, 18-10 at the end of the quarter. So what was it like forcing a lot of defensive pressure and creating fast break opportunities to open up the game on a conference rival?
Well, you know, anytime you can start the game well, it's going to lead to good things. You know, in a big conference game here at home, you know, you want to jump off to a good start. We thought we could apply some good pressure and get them turned over a little bit, and sure enough, we did. And, you know, how quarters and games start, you know, dictate, you know, how a game could go. And, you know, moving on through the game, how you start that third quarter is very similar. You know, it's good to have a good start. And for us to get that second win in the conference is important and get us moving in the right direction. But, you know, we started off well, hit a big shot there at the end of the quarter. You know, up 18-10 is where we wanted to be, you know, going into the second quarter and make that statement, you know, that, you know, we want to be all over them. And sure enough, that's what it led to there in that second quarter.
So, as you mentioned, onto that second quarter, it was even better on both sides of the ball. Lady Ravens sinked in 20 points while holding the Lady Cougars to just 8. Casey Warfel, Abby Rosencrantz were racking up the steal numbers and opening up points back on offense as well as at the three-point line. Haley Brennemer sank a couple of threes, and the score at half was 38-18. So we talked about it a little bit in the coaches' conversation, but what was it like seeing shots being able to fall for behind the arc to create a commanding lead for the Lady Arabians?
Well, you know, we just expect that from our girls, and we expect to even shoot it better. You know, Haley Brennemer, she's just a knockdown shooter, you know. Dead-eye shooter. If you get some arch on it, it's going to go in for her. So good to see her, you know, getting in rhythm there. And got us some good defensive stops and some runouts there where we got easy baskets going the other way. And, you know, this team has the ability to shoot it well. And we got a couple girls that are just now heating up. So, yeah, that's what we want to be going in deeper into our conference leading into these next couple weeks. So we're on the right step here, and we're going to keep pushing towards that. But having the girls out there moving the ball and sometimes making the extra pass to get a more open shot really paved the way for us and gave us a good dividend. So, you know, getting into that halftime with a big lead kind of demoralized, you know, Greenfield a little bit, and, you know, starting off that third quarter the same way.
In that second half, the Lady Arabians were still playing with fire, not backing down from the Greenfield Central, especially in that third quarter as the Lady Arabians came out of the half to score 22 points. So what motivation do you think this performance gives your girls when putting on a show against a fellow Hoosier Heritage Conference rivals?
Well, you know, with Greenfield, you know, they hadn't won a game yet. So, you know, if you can get it going that way, you know, they'll almost give it to you the rest of the way. You know, to Greenfield's credit, they did not do that. They tried to stay competing, but we were just too much to handle for them. And, you know, you want to win a game going away, like with stuff we talked about in practice, you know, where just winning is not good enough. We want to be as good as we can be, and we want to push ourselves to be the best that we can be. And, you know, we got a long ways to go to be, you know, that, but that's what we're striving for each individual player and for us as a unit to be the best that you can be. And, you know, I thought that, you know, having a good start there was important, and, you know, getting that win against Greenfield was, you know, how we wanted to go in the conference. I think there's people paying attention to what, you know, we're doing in the conference, these other schools, that they're trying to compete for a conference title. So it's good to do the things your best you can to just get better, because you're going to be facing some tougher teams as we move on.
So the Lady Arabians were able to keep that hot hand as they stayed in the stable to take on the Frankton Lady Eagles on Saturday night. And just like Greenfield Central, they also held an undefeated Frankton to just 34 points and handed them their first loss of the season. So what did you love about your team being able to do double duty and hand both of these teams tough losses this weekend?
Well, our defense, you know, that's something that we're going to have every night. I mean, we didn't mention it here on the air. I don't know if you guys mentioned it during the show or during the game Saturday against Frankton, but Casey Warfel set the school record for 10 steals in a game in that game against Greenfield. And that tied Sam Hamill's record of 10 steals in one game. I mean, she had a double-double on steals and points. You know, that doesn't come very often. So carrying that defense into that second game, it just raised our level of intensity, and we really gave them a lot of trouble. We were rotating well and keeping them in front of us. And, you know, with the way they were playing, if they did finally get around us, Kylie Lloyd or Whitney Warfel met them at the rim and, you know, made it tough on them. You know, we blocked their shot. You know, it was like having a seven-footer in there waiting. Not many times they get around us, but when they did, we often blocked that shot and got it out, let it go in the other way. But I thought we were just too much to handle for them. And, you know, I thought that defense that we carried over from Greenfield carried into that game against Frankton.
So speaking of Casey Warfel, she kept her double-digit streak going after scoring 13 points versus Frankton, as well as snagging 6 boards and 5 steals. So how impressed were you with Casey's performance against a top team in Sectional 2A?
Well, you know, they're rated, I think, number 6 in 2A. And on max preps, I think they were number 12 overall. So that's a good team that you're beating like that. And, you know, for Casey, you know, scoring points is going to be something she'll be able to do, put the ball in the basket. And you think of that Frankton game, she had 13 points but sat out almost the entire first half, probably played 4 or 5 minutes in the first quarter and then sat out with 2 fouls and then didn't play much in the fourth quarter because the game was, you know, blown out. But, you know, she's definitely one that can put the ball in the basket, and the defense is, you know, what leads to some of that offense. So, you know, she's going to keep getting better. And, you know, we just had a good day of practice today where, you know, she's improving her skills, and, you know, that's going to lead to good things in the future.
Another player to talk about is Kylie Lloyd. She was able to achieve her second double-double on the season in the same game, 12 points and 17 rebounds. High smile from any player on this team all season. So what have you seen out of Kylie's productivity on this team for her senior season?
Man, Kylie makes a big difference you know, out there on the floor. You know you're going to get full energy and full effort out of her. You know, she jumps and she gets balls right and left. She's got a nose for it. She's a really good rebounder and hard to handle for other teams. You can try to keep her off the glass, but she's just she's really effective down there, and that really helps us. And not only that, she's a defensive presence on the inside. So like we mentioned before, if they do get by our first line of defense, you know, she's able to jump and really make it tough on their finishes. And, you know, how Kylie's progressed from year to year, like she's a 3-year starter now. You know, foul trouble plagued her a lot through her younger years, and she's made it through these last couple games with 0 and 1 foul, like really doing a good job. And you know, that's going to really benefit us later on, because when we have her on the floor, she makes us better and cleans up things offensively on the offensive glass, gives us second chances, and then shuts it down on defense, gets us going fast breaking the other way.
So coming up next, Coach Cook will stay with us to talk about playing during Thanksgiving week and conference matchup number 3 against the Shelbyville Lady Golden Bears. You're listening to the ASN Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM.
Everyone needs a passion.
Young people, especially.
That's one of the reasons why high school sports are so powerful.
Because they give student athletes purpose, something to be passionate about. I'm Sandra Walter.
And I'm Robert Falcons. We're both assistant commissioners for the Indiana High School Athletic Association.
And we're passionate about preserving the purity of high school sports.
They're the purest form of sport left. They're played on a level playing field.
And they're played for school and community pride.
They promote sportsmanship and build character.
And this year, we are thrilled to welcome back our passionate fans.
So buy a ticket to your school's next sporting event
and experience the passion and the purity of high school sports.
The athletes and schools deserve your support.
This is your team. This is your community. This is your IHSAA.
Back to the ASN Coaches Show on 917 WEM.
Welcome back here to the ASN Coaches Show on 917 WEM. So here with Coach Cook. This week you'll have a total of four practices until your game Saturday at Shelbyville. So what is your main focus of practice this week?
Well, we're keeping the intensity going. We had a good, intense, competitive practice today. After having a day off yesterday, got after it. And look, we want to stay competitive. We want to stay, after each other in practice. We want it to maybe be tougher on us in practice than even it is in the game. So keep that defensive pressure up against us. You know, some of the things we did build into our transition game, and we were able to kind of compete while we were doing that. Turned out to be a good practice, and we'll do that, you know, carrying on to the week. We want to stay competitive and stay after it. We will on Wednesday. Our practice is going to be an early one. We're going to come in here at 6 a.m. And practice that morning, and then, of course, take off Thursday and be back at it Friday to get ready for Shelbyville. But we want to keep our competitive edge and keep after it defensively, you know, moving stuff around. We move the starting lineups around and try to keep it competitive in practice. And we're a little banged up a little bit today, but, you know, I expect us to get healthy here, you know, through the weeks and, you know, be able to compete at a high level come Saturday against Shelbyville.
So last week you went 2-0 and able to pick up your second conference win of the season. So what are some of the positives you saw last week that you want to carry into this week?
Well, you know, I thought for us as a unit, I thought we grew together. You know, how we competed this weekend, getting Friday and Saturday night, I thought we came together well. You know, it's how I led off practice today and what I talked about, you know, that, you know, We're gonna push ourselves to be the very best we can be, and you know, beating Frankton by 24 points, and you know, winning back-to-back games, having a conference win, you know, is that the destination? Is that what we're, you know, did we achieve something and that's the end, or are we still pushing to be the best we can be? And you know, I think we got that convinced in the girls today, so we want to keep pushing ourselves to be the very best, and you know, not being satisfied with winning. Like, let's just push. And you know, I talk about being super ultra competitive, where, you know, having that killer instinct. You know, that's what we want to have. We want to be able to compete in the tough ones and close out those tough games, but you know, keep building what we have started. And definitely like this group, I think they're going to have the capability to do it.
So even though the Lady Ravens went 2-0 last week, as Ian just mentioned, what are some things that you want to improve on from last week?
Well, we got to keep working on our offensive game in the turnover area. We're turning it over a little too much. You know, like I said before, it's not always a ball handling issue. It's a lot of decision making. So just going to work to make some better decisions and know where we're supposed to be confident in those positions. You know, work on some things where we're going to be facing some more zones and people mixing some defenses up. So being able to score in that half court, be patient where you're not trying to do too much. You know, that's what we're leading into. So we got to keep getting better at that. Our defense can get better, even though we've been, you know, solid. We want to keep making it tough, you know, on the opponent, make it be just whenever they get finally a shot to shoot that they're too tired and they're running, you know, too much to be able to knock it down. So we want to keep getting better at that. But I know we're going to be facing some different things from different opponents coming up. So we're working on some of that now. And, you know, we'll be facing that in the weeks to come.
So now it's only a two-day school week. We went to school today. We'll go to school tomorrow. So what's the key to keeping the girls locked in on a less structured schedule?
That competitive edge, you know, keeping practice like that.
you're getting a chance to practice against the boys. That's an edge that, you know, raises us. So we're looking to try to do some of that. And, you know, we're going to have Thanksgiving off where everybody's going to go eat that turkey and mashed potatoes and whatnot and be back at it again Friday. But we want to stay competitive, you know, stay after each other, keep the level intensity up. You know, like I've mentioned before, that we've broken our season down into segments here, and we're on game three of this four-game segment, and you got Mount Vernon, the reigning sectional champs and conference champs, on the end of that four-game segment, you know, at Mount Vernon here two Saturdays from now. So we want to keep building, and you know, we're going to be facing a solid team in Shelbyville, you know, this Saturday, where, you know, Edwards getting 20 points a game for them. You know, it's going to be a challenge for us there on the road, you know, after having a week like this, a practice where we're a little unorthodox, but we're trying to keep our edge and keep that competitive nature so we'll be ready for them on Saturday.
So last year your team defeated Shelbyville 82-59, and a lot of times teams find trouble when they underestimate a team. So after a big win last year, how do you change the team's focus preparing on a game this Saturday?
Well, you know, that's what we've been working on. Not just, you know, winning is not, you know, satisfying enough. We want to be the best we can be. And if it's winning by 10 or if it's winning by 1 or winning by 40, you know, we want to push ourselves to be the best we can be. And sometimes you can develop some bad habits by having a big lead. But I expect Shelbyville, I mean, they're 4-2 right now, probably as good a record as they've had in a while to start the season. So I expect them to be raring to go and to be, you know, tough on us. They're working hard on, you know, what they have in front of us. I mean, they beat Greensburg by 3 points, and Greensburg just 2 years ago beat them by 46. You know, so they've turned it around that much in a two-year period. Granted, Greensburg has lost some players, and in that game they shot 28%. But still, you know, Shelbyville's much better. And they're going to look to compete at a high level, and they're eager to play the Pendleton Heights Lady Arabians for sure.
And, Coach, as we all know, Thanksgiving is this Thursday. So what is your personal favorite Thanksgiving Day food?
I tell you what, let me go with my favorite food and then give you the dessert. The chicken and noodles on the table on Thanksgiving, that's the best. You know, not chicken and noodle soup, but that chicken and noodles that we make right here. And then, you know, this is the Indiana pie, the sugar cream pie. My mom makes a homemade sugar cream pie that makes the wicks seem not as good. But that sugar cream pie that I get to have, can't wait for that on Thursday. But I got my volunteer coach Zion Cook here. He's got his favorite that you want to hear what he has.
So to answer your question, Ian, first of all, I want to say something kind of a hot take. Thanksgiving is the most overrated holiday. Would you guys agree with that?
What's your favorite food, though?
Favorite food?
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with ham, but, like, I don't know why. I just like the ham. I'm not a chicken noodles guy. I'm not a mashed potatoes guy. But if you just give me some ham, I'm good. But dessert-wise, apple pie. You can't go wrong with apple pie. Come on now. But would you guys agree with that hot take?
I mean, Thanksgiving is a great day with the food and all, so you really got to give it to the food.
Bit of a miss.
What? Okay, so then what's the most overrated holiday then?
St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, what?
Counts.
That's barely a holiday. I don't know. Out of the four main holidays, for sure Thanksgiving is the most overrated, in my opinion. I mean, Christmas is obviously the best, but most overrated for sure, in my opinion, is Thanksgiving. But I'm going to hand the phone over back to Coach Cook now.
All right.
Yeah, I definitely got to clean that up real quick because I don't know what he's talking about. Thanksgiving, you guys know that food on the table, you can't beat it.
Yeah. So that will do it for this segment. Coming up next, Coach Ballard will join us to talk about the opening night preview plus the feelings and vibes of game day. You're listening to the ASN Coaches Show, 91.7 WEM.
Are you looking to expand your client base? Needing to have more people know about your business? Consider becoming an underwriter for 91.7 WEEM. Your sponsorship helps the student broadcasters of Pendleton Heights gain valuable skills and experience. WEEM has a rich tradition of community involvement that wouldn't happen without the support of our underwriters. More information is available from Christian Ruggles at 765-778-2161, extension 6095, or at cruggles@smcsc.com.
The Arabian Staple is your place for Pendleton Heights apparel, from shirts, sweatshirts, hats, and more. Find everything you need to show you're an Arabian fan by logging on to www.arabianstable.com. You can also find the link on the high school's website at phhs.smcsc.com or on Ween's website, 917ween.org. Arabians get their gear at the Arabian Stable. Get yours today at www.arabianstable.com. That's www.arabianstable.com.
These are the sounds of a dinner. A dinner that almost didn't happen. A dinner now served, thanks to people like you. Due to COVID-19, 17 million more Americans may face hunger. Feeding America is helping our neighbors in need. And if you're able, you can too. Donations are being accepted at feedingamerica.org/coronavirus. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
Last year, Friday nights were still game nights. But one thing was missing. You. This year, tickets to Friday Night High School Football are available again. And when you buy yours, you're buying so much more than a ticket. You're making a contribution to your community. That's because the proceeds from ticket and concession sales help fund your school's athletic department. That means you're helping provide transportation for the players. You're helping purchase new safety equipment. Most importantly, the game continues to get played. And the invaluable life lessons learned from high school sports will continue to be taught.
Fans, I'm Commissioner Paul Neidig, and I just want to say welcome back and thanks for buying a ticket. The students and schools in your community deserve your support.
This is high school football. This is Friday night. This is your IHSAA.
Back to the ASN Coaches Show on 917 WEM.
We welcome you back to the ASN Coaches Show here on 917 WEM. Joining us now is Arabians basketball head coach Adam Ballard. Coach, thank you for joining us once again.
Hey, appreciate you having me.
Tomorrow is finally the day for this Arabians basketball team. It is opening at night. Pendleton Heights will open up their season tomorrow night as they take a trip across the street to take on the Anderson Indians. Tip-off at 7:30. Now, before getting too in-depth into this week, Pendleton Heights hosted the Hamilton Heights Huskies for a scrimmage last Thursday. So, Coach, how did that scrimmage go, and how will it prepare you guys for tomorrow night?
I thought it was really good. I thought it showed us some things that we needed to work on, also kind of allowed our kids to get out there and compete against somebody different instead of hitting each other in the face over and over and over again every day in practice. And I thought our kids did a great job. I thought defensively we did some really good things. Obviously, there's always things you got to work on. I thought on the offensive side, I thought we moved the ball pretty well. Our spacing was pretty good. And I'm looking forward to seeing, you know, how we grow and develop in both of those areas throughout the year.
So as mentioned in previous shows, the Arabians met up with the Indians twice last year. The first meeting was on February 13th, where the Indians barely escaped defeat and won by just 3 points, 59-56. Then nearly a month later, they met once again in the sectionals, where Anderson took another win away from the Arabians in overtime, 58-54. So how big is it to take home a win on opening night against the team that snuck away and won two close games against the Arabians last season?
Well, you always want to win that first game. You know, you can't win them all if you don't win the first one. And I think tomorrow the biggest thing is it's going to be a great test. I think Anderson's going to have a really, really good team this year. I think Coach Bowling is very, very good and does a lot of good things. And, you know, it's going to be a great test for our kids to see, you know, how we handle that environment on the road. I got a feeling it's going to be a packed house. It's going to be a great atmosphere. We got some young guys that have never been in that situation. We got some veterans that kind of relish those situations. And so it's really going to be interesting to see from a mental standpoint how we handle everything. And then once the ball goes up, you know, I'm really excited to see how we can carry over some things that we've worked on in practice. You know, we've had 12 practices now. We got a lot of things that we've done and that we've gotten better at. And so I'm looking forward to see us put those things into action.
So last season, the Indians went 511-11 under their first-year head coach, Donnie Bowling. not a groundbreaking record, but sure an improvement from the 2019 season where they only grabbed 2 wins. But the Indians also made it to the sectional championship after defeating Muncie Central in the first round, 46-32, followed up with a win against Pendleton in that overtime, a very neck-and-neck game. And then they fell short to Mount Vernon, 69-65. So what are some of the keys to look forward when playing a team like Anderson of this level?
Well, the first thing is, you know, sectional last year, we spotted them a 15-3 lead to start the game. We can't allow ourselves to dig that kind of hole and expect to get out of it. So we got to be ready to go right from the start. But, you know, this is a game that our kids have really been looking forward to. That both of those games last season really are still kind of fresh in the mind. And, you know, they're excited. I think that we've got an excellent chance to go over there and compete against a really good team and an up-and-coming program and really kind of set the tone for our season.
So the first game of the season tomorrow, as we mentioned, crosstown rivalry. It's going to be in a packed house and a lot of student sections going back and forth. It's a game that many people think could be a potential sellout game. So what discipline does it take to stay locked in and focused for all 4 quarters?
Well, I think you got to number one, focus on controlling what you can control. You know, you can control your effort. You can control your attitude. You can control, you know, your details and your discipline. There's going to be nights that the ball doesn't bounce your way. There's going to be nights you make shots. There's going to be nights you don't make shots. And so, you know, the key is, you know, I think we talked about a week ago or 2 weeks ago, you asked me about, you know, what it takes to win. And those detail-oriented things, those disciplined things, have to be the constant for us. They have to be consistent. And if we do those things, then we have a chance to have a lot of success. And if we struggle with those things, it could be a real struggle for the whole of the team.
So there's a few key seniors on this team. One of them is Jameson Dunham. Now, Jameson is a player on this team that basically turned into a chef when playing Anderson. He dropped the season high in points last year on Anderson in the first meeting, where he had 32 points on 67% shooting and absolutely scorched the three-point line, sinking in 6 threes. And in the sectionals, he kept his rhythm going and recorded 23 points on 50% shooting. So how much of a threat do you think he'll be to the Indians tomorrow night?
Well, Jameson's a big-game player. He's a big-time player. I fully expect him to be at his absolute best. I have no doubt about that. What I'm really looking from him is he going to raise the level of everybody around him? Will he find guys with on-time, on-target passes that they can step into and knock shots down? Defensively, is he going to be locked in and be the best guy on the floor at that end? Because he's capable of those things. And when Jameson's locked in, there are few any better than he is. And so I'm really excited to see all of the work, particularly on the mental side of things that Jameson's put in. I'm really excited to see those things start to pay off for him.
Another senior on this team, Luke Candiano, was a player who took a big leap in his junior year. He went from scoring 4 points per game to 11 points per game, improved in rebounding, and thrived from behind the three-point arc, shooting 27% his sophomore year to 45% in his junior year. So what are you looking forward to seeing from Luke in tomorrow night's season opener?
You know, more of the same. We want to see more improvement from Luke, but he's our solid guy. You know, I always say Luke's the old reliable guy. He's the guy that you can count on to be where he's supposed to be when he's supposed to be there and to always get the job done. I've never once heard Luke even make any kind of semblance of an excuse, and that's what we are going to continue to need from him. Be that guy that leads by doing all the right things all the time. Make plays when he has the opportunity and be willing to, you know, to move the ball whenever those plays aren't there.
So Josiah Augusta was another Arabian player who had a huge impact towards his team, especially on the defensive end. He piled up a total of 29 blocks last season, including 4 games where he was able to reel in 3 blocks. He also tagged on 12 steals to the count as well. So how much of a leap do you see Josiah taking in his sophomore season?
You know, that's really going to be up to Joe. Joe has all the potential, all the tools that you would ever want for a kid. What it comes down to for Joe is he mentally, is he going to be locked in? Is he going to play as hard as he possibly can? Is he going to be a great teammate all the time? Going back to controlling the things that you can control. If he misses a shot, is he going to be upset about it, or is he going to go back and help his team make a play? And whichever direction he goes, in a lot of ways, will kind of tell you where the game tomorrow night goes, but also where our season goes. Joe is... he's probably the most gifted athlete I've ever been around. He, you know, he's standing vertical, can touch 10 foot 11. He can get to from one end of the floor to the other in about 6 or 7 steps. He's got phenomenal instincts in terms of timing for shot blocking. And, you know, he's actually a very, very gifted offensive player. A lot of people haven't seen that out of him. He's a good shooter. He's a very good passer and sees the floor very well. What I'm looking for, Joe, is I'm looking for the mental and the emotional maturity growth, not so much the physical difference. I think everybody in the stands may be surprised at the physical difference you see from him, but we see that kind of stuff from him every day. And so I'm looking for him to take the next step in his, you know, in his journey, in his mental development of going from being a guy to one of the guys.
So by just looking at paper, Anderson definitely has the height advantage tomorrow. So what is your game plan going to be focused around? You're not going to have
you calling us short, Ian?
I'm not calling you short, but by paper rules, you guys will be a little bit under them as they have a handful of 6'5", 6'3", 6'4", guys. You guys are 6'3", 6'4", 6 foot. So what's it going to take to be able to make or cover that up with the height advantage?
You know, that's where – I'm glad you asked that question. That's a great question. You know, that's where the discipline and the details really come through, right? We can never control how big or small we are, how big or small they are. But what we can control is what we do with what we have. And, you know, if we have 5 guys willing to block out every time a shot goes up and limit the other group or the other team to 1 rebound, that's going to make things a lot easier for us. That's going to allow us to play in transition. That's going to allow us to get up and down the floor a little bit more. And that's really, you know, in the post. We are a fronting the post program team. Will we fight to front the post, or will we allow them to bury us? If they bury us, that's going to be really tough. I mean, when you got, you know, 6'8", 240 playing against Gabe Simons at 6'3", probably 180. Josiah's big, you know, 6'7", but he's also 175, 180 pounds. And so when you go against 6'8", 240 and 6'8", 250, that's a tall task. And so you got to beat them before they get you where they want you. You know, if you can keep them from getting the ball in the post, if you can keep them from getting the extra opportunities, then that's where you have an opportunity to really have some success in the game.
So that will do it for this segment. And when we return, Coach Ballard will stay with us to talk about the feeling and vibes of game day as a coach. You're listening to the ASN Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM.
Do you have an event you'd like to promote? Make sure to go to 917WEEM.org and click on the WEEM Community Calendar. There you'll find the calendar and a link to the form you will need to fill out to have your event show up on the calendar. Again, everything you need to get the word out on your event is at the WEEM Community Calendar. Details online at 917WEEM.org.
Back to the ASN Coaches Show on 917 WEEM.
Welcome back here to the ASN Coaches Show. Here for segment 5, we have Coach Ballard back, as we're just going to take a look into the game day vibe from a coach's perspective. With this being a high school basketball coach for the past decade, what's the first thing that pops into your mind when you wake up on game day?
I hate the wait. I hate the wait. I hate, you know, you wake up in the morning, you're ready to go, particularly on a day like tomorrow where it's the last day of school and, nope, you know, it's one thing when it's a Friday or a regular Tuesday and, you know, you're kind of in your routine, but, you know, tomorrow's the day before a break. You know, I'm sure 25, 30, 40% of our student body will probably not even be at school because they're already ready for Thanksgiving. And so the wait is by far the hardest part. And then, you know, you get out of school, you got to wait for the bus, and you got to wait for the JV game, and then, you know, finally around 7:30 you get to sit through the 45-minute Indian dance and drum dedication that we got to see last year, and then finally, if you know, if everything goes according to plan, you get to play a game. But there's, you know, there's nothing like it. In Indiana high school basketball, game day is, it's special, man. It really is. And getting to play, you know, that night or the 2 nights before Thanksgiving is, you know, kind of traditionally that kickoff to the season. Everybody's home for their families and stuff like that. So you have great crowds, and it's exciting. I love it.
As you mentioned, a lot of the rituals that they do at Anderson you got to experience for your first time last season. But you're back there again, and you know Anderson, they go big when it comes to their basketball team. And it's going to be another big packed house. So what's it going to take from you just to be able to dial it in and get your team ready?
Well, you know, as far as me being focused and being locked in, you know, that's never an issue. Kind of being facetious with the Indian dance and the drum dedication, that was like a 45-minute presentation last year. They had some new drum or something. But what I was most impressed with, to be honest with you, is during that 20-minute warm-up, the female Indian is sitting out there on the court, and she's just sitting on her knees for 20 minutes on that hardwood floor. Like, that's got to be uncomfortable. And so how she can get up and jump around and stuff like that, I mean, that's got to hurt. I don't know how she does it. So they got some tough Indians over there, I guess. But, you know, to answer your question, you really try to block that stuff out. You know, for me, it's always kind of been natural that when the game starts, very rarely do I hear anything outside of what we're doing. You know the crowd's there, you can feel them, but very rarely do I hear what's going on in the stands because I'm so locked into what's going on the floor. And for our kids, particularly having a little bit younger group, it's going to be really important that they're focused and locked into what we're doing and what I'm trying to get them to do and not get caught up in the atmosphere and all the other things that are going on. And so but it's not unnatural for them to feel those things. That's part of the fun of it. You know, you guys play football, you know what it's like to run out on Friday night. It's exciting, it's exhilarating. And so I'd be lying if I said I didn't want them to enjoy that aspect of it.
So just in general, what gets you motivated to go out and coach these players to victories during the season?
What gets me motivated? I just love the game. I don't think I've ever really thought about that. What gets me motivated is I hate to lose. I doesn't matter what it is. I've got a 3-year-old at home that I won't let her beat me at anything. My wife, I hope she's listening. She's never beat me in anything. She never will. The motivation of winning is just kind of something I've always had since I was a little kid. As far as talking specifically about our teams and our players, it's about seeing those guys have what they've worked for pay off for them. It's about seeing them accomplish what they want. They're not winning for me. They're winning for them.
So as a coach, how good does it feel to see and watch your players get pumped out to hit the court on game night?
Get what? I'm sorry.
I hit the court on game night.
Oh, it's fun. I mean, I love to see, you know, our group is kind of a quiet group just in general. And so to hear them and see them get excited and get jacked up is a lot of fun for me because I'm a very high energy, high strung person. I hope that that's what our team will become throughout the course of the season. But anytime that I see these guys hooting and hollering and jumping around, I'm all in on that.
So as we mentioned multiple times, Anderson just a crosstown 5-minute drive. You're going to get a lot of smack talk between the players going back and forth. They're going to hear it day in, day out. So what's something that gets you and your players ready going into like a rivalry like this?
Well, if you can't get ready for Pendleton Heights versus Anderson, you got some kind of deficiency. You got something wrong with you. You like that's natural. You got to get jacked up for this, right? I mean, it's Anderson. It's Anderson, and our kids hate them. They hate us, and that's what it's all about. That goes back to, you know, the Indiana high school basketball, the tradition starting right before Thanksgiving. What's better than starting against the team outside of maybe Mount Vernon that you can't stand the most? Why not go out and hit them right off the bat?
So, like, are you and this team have any pregame rituals or traditions you like to do before each game?
I have some kind of little things that, you know, I always kind of get dressed in the same order. I always take a shower at the same time the day of a game, and driving up to the school, I always stop at the same place and get the same drink, and just little things like that. I'm sure our kids have different routines that they go through as well. Hopefully, part of Jameson's routine isn't stopping and having a 20-ounce Mountain Dew. But those are the kinds of things. Nothing real special. But there's definitely, you know, some little things that I definitely do every time.
But what's it like to soak in a win on opening night or just against a conference rival in general? So like a team against like, I guess like Anderson.
Oh, it's awesome. You know, there's nothing better than going into Thanksgiving being undefeated, right? And, you know, being able to really enjoy that day that you're off. And whenever you win that first game, it really just kind of gives you a little bit of an emotional boost for the next two or three months. And but at the same time, if you lose, I've been on both sides of it. If you lose that first game, it also gives you a little extra motivation to get back in the gym and get better and win the next one. So, of course, I'd rather win than lose. But what I'm really, you know, I'm focused on the journey and the process of trying to be a better basketball team every week.
So a little off topic. No, not really. So with Thanksgiving just around the corner on Thursday, we asked Coach Cook this question. He also brought in his son Zion, who dropped a couple of hot bombs. But what would you say is your favorite Thanksgiving meal?
Oh, my goodness. I'm a dessert guy. So, you know, I tend to – my family, we usually have two or three Thanksgiving meals on Thanksgiving Day. You know, like we have the first one at like 2, and then you get the next one at about 6, and then the next one at about 10. You know, you just keep going back. But for me, you know, cheesecake, pumpkin pie – I am definitely a sweets fan.
So what would you say is your favorite hot dish on the Thanksgiving table?
Favorite hot dish? Our dressing that we have with my family is probably my favorite. It's really, really good. I like a lot of the, you know, kind of the appetizer things that you have beforehand. But if I had to pick one thing, it would probably be the dressing or the stuffing or whatever you call it.
At least it wasn't ham. But that will do it for this segment, and that will do it for us here live. So stay tuned, because I sat down with swimming and diving coach Amanda Safford and discussed the season, her history here at Pendleton Heights, and her experience in WEM. So you're listening to the ASN Coaches Show, 91.7 WEM.
Do you have an event you'd like to promote? Make sure to go to 917WEEM.org and click on the WEEM community calendar. There you'll find the calendar and a link to the form you will need to fill out to have your event show up on the calendar. Again, everything you need to get the word out on your event is at the WEEM community calendar. Details online at 917WEEM.org.
The Arabian Staple is your place for Pendleton Heights apparel, from shirts, sweatshirts, hats, and more. Find everything you need to show you're an Arabian fan by logging on to www.arabianstable.com. You can also find the link on the high school's website at phhs.smcsc.com or on WEEM's website, 917WEEM.org. Arabians get their gear at the Arabian Stable. Get yours today at www.arabianstable.com. That's www.arabianstable.com.
We welcome you back to the ASN Coaches Show here on 91.7 WEM. Joining me for the final segment is swimming and diving coach Amanda Safford. All right, so first off, how long have you been the swim coach here for Pendleton Heights?
At Pendleton Heights, I've actually, it's been now, I guess you could say 3 years. Past couple years, I have actually been an assistant swim coach, and then this year I'm actually the interim head coach. We have our head coach, Mindy Hertzler, who's actually away right now, taking care of a family member, and so stepping into the interim head coach this year.
So what's the experience been like as a coach here at Pendleton Heights?
It's been amazing. I've known a lot of these swimmers and also some of the divers for many years as they started out. A lot of them have began their swimming career in Pendleton Swim Club. It's our local club here. And so, you know, again, several years I've watched them. My daughter is actually also on the swim team. And ironically enough, I started swimming myself with the club here locally when I was, you know, 5 years old. So I followed the club many years, and then into the middle school team in high school. So very familiar with the swimming program here overall at Pendleton.
What was your experience like as a swimmer?
Amazing. I had one of the best coaches. His name was John Wolf, and and that was 20 some years ago. But a lot of individuals would, you know, share with you that he was just a great mentor to all of us. And he got me interested, eventually wanted to start, a career doing more work with coaching myself just because of the experience that I had with John.
So the swimming season opened up about a month ago. So how's the season been so far?
Yeah, it's been great. We've been starting to train pretty hard for our upcoming meets. Our first meet is going to be November 30th, and it's going to be in Muncie. And they are, all the swimmers and divers are getting right in there for practices. They're training hard. I always like to say that there's no one that trains harder than our swimmers and our divers. As athletes, they're in the water where they're 6 days a week, a lot of the times 2 days, two a days that they're practicing. So it's huge commitment, and they're very dedicated. So it's going well.
So what have you liked to see from these swimmers and divers in the meets and practice so far this season?
I would like them to give it their all. First and foremost, I always tell them to have fun, making sure that they're enjoying this experience because it flies by. I want to make sure that they set good goals for themselves. They challenge themselves, that they're competing against themselves directly. Often you find, athletes are sometimes trying to compare themselves to, others and what others are doing. But I always want to make sure our swimmers and divers know that they are trying to better themselves and their times, and also that will help the team overall.
So with that being said, what expectations do you have for the rest of the season?
The rest of the season, I have some high expectations. Last year we had a great turnout. We had great success. We the girls team went undefeated last year, and the boys were nearly undefeated. And we had a great placing in sectionals. The girls ended up placing third, which was a better place than we have in previous years. The boys ended up with fourth. We had just a tremendous season. And so I hope that, and I know we will, come away this year with just having just as much success, if not more. We have a greater number of athletes that have joined our team this year, too.
So throughout your time here at Pendleton Heights as a swimmer and as a coach for the past few years, what have been, I guess, some of your like few favorite memories here at Pendleton Heights?
Mm-hmm. I would say just when I was swimming here years ago myself, just being able to walk away with the memories of having some of the friends that are my best friends today, 20 plus years later, just having some of those memories on the deck, the laughs that we had, the competition, healthy competition, it was just a good time overall.
So as you mentioned, the girls team actually went undefeated last year. A couple questions ago, how confident are you in them being able to repeat for this year?
I'm very confident. We have a great group. We have several swimmers. We've actually, as far as numbers overall, we have 54 swimmers and divers this year. Just to give you a little perspective, when it comes to our new swimmers, we have about 22 new swimmers that have never really truly competed in the water before, but they were going through training and they are coming a long way in a short period of time already. So I'm so excited where we're going to go. Our boys team has grown significantly this year. We had a lot of our boys from last year compete and, bring in new talent. And so we've just really increased in numbers. We gained about 13 new athletes for the boys team alone. So we were successful last year and even increasing in the numbers. I think that that's going to even push us forward even more.
So 22 new swimmers for the girls and 13 new swimmers for the boys. So what's it like, just seeing that a lot of students here at the school want to, I guess compete in the swimming and diving team?
Sure, absolutely. The 22 is actually, I would say would be boys and girls together that are kind of new and competing. But if we break it down, I would say probably about 13 new boys, but, it's exciting because I know a lot of these individuals that came out have high expectations for themselves as well and seem to be enjoying it. There's a positive energy around the deck and has always been there, but even more so with these greater numbers. And they're having fun, but they're training hard. Definitely we're having some good training days also at the same time.
Okay, so we're kind of tracing away from swimming a little bit. Did you say you were in Weem back in high school?
I was.
What was it like during your time with Weem?
I absolutely loved Weem. And in fact, it was something that I wanted to study in school when I left high school. Journalism was what my degree was in. And when I was with the WEAM program, my brother and I, it was funny, we were actually co-news directors when we were with WEAM back in the day under Steve Cherry. And it was, yeah, a great experience. I think that this program is very significant and being able to, you know, help students learn about, you know, broadcast journalism. And I really, really truly enjoy being able to see that it continues over the years because it was something near and dear to me.
What else did you enjoy about the WEM program?
Right. I actually enjoyed being able to do the interviews as we're doing here today. I liked meeting new individuals, interacting with the public, the community, finding out, you know, and being able to, you know, learn about new current events. Always was keeping up to date with current events. And so that was one of the things that kind of taught me from an earlier age to pay attention to those things. And so I took a lot away.
So now tracing forward over to current day, as you mentioned, a couple of times you've been here at Pendleton Heights as a swimmer and as a coach. So you've been here around the Pendleton area for several years.
Sure.
So what's it been like? Just what do you love most about the school and the Pendleton community?
Absolutely. I love this community. This community has been, you know, great. It's kind of a smaller town, but it seems like we continue to significantly grow. My mom was actually a teacher herself many years, retired from Pendleton Heights. She taught algebra and calculus when she was here. And so we've just been really involved. Our kids in this, you know, themselves are actually also in the school district. And it's been, you know, a great community overall. Love the support.
All right. Thank you, Coach Stafford, for joining me.
Thank you.
That is going to do it for today's ASN Coaches Show. Be sure to tune in to 91.7 WEM tomorrow night as Ian Stevens and Quay Gary will be on the call for the boys' season opener against the Anderson Indians tomorrow night at 7:30 with the Arabian Sports Network pregame show kicking off at 7:15. For all you listeners out there, we appreciate everybody who tuned in tonight, and we wish you all a wonderful good night. For Ian Stevens, I am Jacob Festmeyer. This was the ASN Coaches Show, 91.7 WEM.